My pal Dan and I kicked off a new season of Not Playing, at least on the recording side. And I've now seen the movie Bull Durham. I can't tell you what I thought about it because you got to wait for Not Playing to start the new season before you can get that answer. But boy, our watching of Bull Durham was fraught. But a lot of Apple community nerds have been helpful to me this week in different ways. I'll tell you about it.
Your Daily Lex.
I think I talked a bit yesterday about how the crosswords on my gaming site were really bothering me, and I found somebody via Mastodon who fixed it for me. And, you know, I paid this person and, took an hour and a half of his time, and we got it done. And I'm so happy that the site is better. And that's an Apple nerd who's not as well known an Apple nerd, but he's a nerd who followed me for a reason, and Apple is that reason. So thanks, Apple. Take that, Justice Department. But of course, my buddy Dan, I'm hopefully going to get to see in person next week, which will be good because I am spending a very short amount of time in Boston. But Dan also got me to see this movie, Bull Durham. And it was fraught. He had to leave halfway through our initial watching because of some family stuff. And then we had some internet issues that befell our resumption of that movie. Resumption? Is that a word? We'll go with it. Our resuming of that movie. It got really hiccupy and bad and painful, but we got there. I still don't know why it's called Bull Durham. I get that they're the Durham Bulls, but that's not the same as Bull Durham. The Philadelphia Phillies, you wouldn't say, Hey, let's make a movie called Phillies Philadelphia. That doesn't make any sense. So I don't get it. My buddy Casey Liss has been helping me out as I, enter the world of Xcode. I don't know how long it'll be until I actually can put out an app, but, I at least understand a little bit more about Xcode than I did before, so that's good. And Casey's been very patient when I ask questions. Also very patient has been Ben McCarthy. They've been really helpful both with Xcode and with a couple CSS issues that I had going on with the gaming site, so thank you to Ben for that. And then my pal and co-host Brian Warren, I was telling, Brian is an expert in design, and I was like, I don't know what to do because I keep adding games to my site, there's not enough room in the nav. And he's like, well, you could do this. And he whips out a design in like 60 seconds. And I'm like, man, that does work. And I didn't do it nearly as well as his mock-up design, but I stole his colors and I stole the idea of his layout and I'm already happier. And then like 20 minutes later, the guy who had done the JavaScript fix for me was like, hey, I saw you updated the header. It looks great. I was like, yeah, that was all my idea. I didn't say that. I also did that fun thing of putting out a kind of survey yesterday and asking people on the internet what would motivate them to pay for Lex's games if they haven't paid for Lex's games yet. And it was interesting because I guess unsurprisingly, everybody has different answers. Some people were like, you know what, I don't want more games. If you made more games available to me because I paid, that'd be bad because I have too many games I'm doing already. Some people are like, no, a crossword puzzle every day, a crossword puzzle every day would be a chore. And others are like, yes, I would pay for a crossword puzzle every day. I'm almost ready to pay for a crossword puzzle every week, but I haven't seen any. So I'm like, oh, I have to think about trials, which I do have to think about. I had one person, Tucker on Mastodon. Thank you so much, Tucker, who was like, hey, I don't want to pay for games, but I don't even care about your games. In fact, I leave your games-related posts muted, but I don't mind that you post them because that's your right, and I like your podcast so much, this very podcast, that I was thinking of buying a game subscription just to support the podcast. Tucker, that's very sweet. You don't have to do that. Some folks are like, hey, I have subscription overload, which I totally get. I don't know. I did appreciate one person on Mastodon, Jeremy, who was like, as a completist, if you added more games that were just for me, it would add a terrible stress to my Lex, Puzmo, Not Words, Free New York Times, and Guardian Quick life, which I totally get. And then one listener was like, hey, you could put ads on there. I don't know if I'm going to put ads on. Listen, I made, a decent part of my career involved ads, but any ads I put on my site aren't going to work. Like, people are there to play the games. They're not there to look at the ads, but I'm still thinking about it. That's Thursday. My kids had a half day today, but I have a whole day today. I have one more meeting that's about 20 minutes from now. I hope you have a great Thursday. I'm working tomorrow too, because I'm taking a couple days off next week for college tours. Yay! Hence the Boston trip. Anyway, enjoy your day.
Lex.